Hi guys, Grace Reza here, and I am broadcasting live from my Bloomingdale office, also known as my husband's office today. So if you want a good laugh, you could see how I'll move this way. You could see there's a putting green behind me. But anyways, today I am just very excited to share a story that kind of hits close to home for me. I've got a very strong opinion about insurance companies and the fact that they oftentimes like to deny coverage for a lot of things, that they like to set our prices, and that the general public just doesn't understand dental insurance and that it's not actually insurance. They haven't changed their reimbursement since well before I was born. And so I've got just a special place in my heart for fee-for-service practices because I feel like you're just fighting the good fight. And a lot of marketing companies just kind of say, give up, give in, and that's it. And I don't do that. And I'm not necessarily against taking insurances, but I do see the hope for those who are fee-for-service. So one of the things that I was talking to today, one of the things I was talking about today with a client was the importance of just having the right mindset when you're talking about insurances. So, for instance, you and your team have to be fully committed to communicating about insurance. And the most frustrating part about this is that you're going to have to do it every single day. And you're going to have to make sure that your entire team believes in what you're doing and what you're talking about here. So, for instance, a new patient calls and they say, do you take my insurance? A lot of times, the first thing people will say is, no, we don't, if they're fee for service. And that's not true. As a patient, you do take my insurance. You just don't allow the insurance to set the fees that you'll offer. So, again, the answer to that question, if you do accept insurance, is yes. The answer is not no, because you do take insurance. You can say that you're an out-of-network provider, which just means that your insurance will cover the same amount. It just allows you to set your fees appropriately for the best materials and equipment. And so once you explain it in a way that people can understand the value, you're going to get some of them. And of course, some of them are just going to shut down. Some of them are just going to say, oh no, I just want to find someone in network with my insurance. But it's up to you to communicate what that means. Don't give up. You're the only one that's going to do this. I mean, think about it this way. When you go out of network with an insurance company, what happens next? A lot of times, the insurance companies send your patients a letter in the mail that says, your dentist no longer accepts your insurance, or whatever scary verbiage they use. They send a whole letter with new telling them to go and pick a new dentist. What? Are you serious? So they're more proactive about the communication with the patients, and they're the ones making the moves to keep the patients in this mindset that they have to choose an in-network provider. So what can you do? Well, don't sit back and just complain every day about the way that it is. Get your team on board with understanding what it is that insurance companies are doing, what it is that they're robbing patients of, what it is that they're doing to our precious profession, and fight back. Send your own letter about the quality of care and the kind of dentistry that you provide if you decide to go out of network. It's very, very important that you stay empowered, that you continue to believe in what you're doing. I know for myself that if a big company was to approach me, and this has actually happened before, a big company did approach me, and they offered to partner with me to help scale my business quicker and get me new clients. And at the end of the day, this company, they couldn't offer me exclusivity. They couldn't offer me any hard numbers on what they would do. And they wanted to start changing my fees immediately. So right out of the gate, I was like, this is like me going from fee for service to joining some big plan. And they're just, it could be the right decision for many people, but it's not the right decision for some, and that's okay. So, just so that I don't get any hate mail after this, I'm not saying that it's wrong to be in network or to be participating. I'm sure that works in some networks. My whole point of this message is to stay empowered, and if you choose to go a certain direction, make sure that you communicate why to your team, to your patients, and that you don't give up. If you drop an insurance provider, why don't you tell your patients why you did that? Why not? If you feel like it's compromising the quality of care that you can provide for a particular reason, share that information. I think you will find that more people than you thought are going to stay loyal to you, especially if they feel like you're doing everything you can. I'm seeing the angry faces roll in, but especially if they feel like you're doing, and the sad faces, everything you can to give them the best quality of care, period. So don't make these decisions without really thinking them through. Another thing people often ask me is, you know, which insurances should I take? Which one shouldn't I take? You really need to look at your patient base, and you need to look at how many of your patients are in network with certain plans. You don't want to just immediately drop all plans overnight and then call me the next day, like, save me. That might be a little bit lofty of a goal. So you want to evaluate, okay, what is my loss going to look like here? And work with somebody who really specializes in evaluating these things and making these decisions. And also, in most instances, you can negotiate your fee schedule with these insurances. And this isn't, obviously, it's not my biggest area of expertise. I wouldn't say that I'm the insurance expert. I have never filed a claim. That's not my area. I'm a marketing expert. And so I'm just putting that disclaimer out there. I'm simply saying that you have to be incredibly proactive with how you communicate with your patients. And you have to show them your why. And you have to communicate to them what you believe in. And yesterday's post, I mentioned putting a letter together to send to influential people in your town. And I've had quite a few people reach out and say, what should my letter say? How are we going to format this? It's the same thing. It's a matter of articulating why and making sure that that's in your message. And don't stop there. I know in the past I've gotten just reamed for not loving the whole concept of start with why. I do believe in it. My whole message is that you can start with why, just don't end there. Make sure that you focus on what's in it for them, what's in it for the patient. So if you talk about why you drop certain insurance plans, but then make sure you follow through with what's in it for you. This is the reason I did it. It's for you. That's going to make a big, big impression. So you guys, it's Monday. It's my favorite day of the week. I had a great day. Thank you so much for joining me. And please feel free to comment below and comment in the forum. And I hope, as always, that this information is beneficial for you. Thanks so much. Bye.